I'm Bruce Wallace, producer for Ear Hustle. This episode contains language and depictions of violence that may not be appropriate for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
What about, sorry guys, peeing? Like, it's not so easy for women to pee, so is that ever an issue?
Believe it or not, you're listening to Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia. I'm Earlonne Woods, and my co-host just asked a very unusual question.
I did. And an important question if you're a lady truck driver. I'm not a lady truck driver. I'm Nigel Poor. And we're doing something very different today on Ear Hustle. This is not a regular Ear Hustle episode. Season 5 begins on March 4th.
But in Season 4, we interviewed a woman by the name of Erica Solano.
Mm-hmm.
She had done time in prison, and we talked to her about her romantic life post-prison.
Mm-hmm.
And also the dating advice she had for people just getting out of prison. We heard her in an episode called I Want the Fairy Tale.
And since getting out of prison, Erica has become a commercial truck driver. And I don't know why, Earlonne, but at the end of the interview, I was just curious about, you know, peeing. I mean, male truck drivers can just use an empty bottle, but it's not so easy for us chicks.
I don't have a problem. You know, I have a strong bladder, and I drink a lot of tomato juice, and so I do have to use the bathroom a lot. But I just stop, and I use the bathroom wherever I stop. But for guys, it's gross, because they don't have strong bladders, and they just pee wherever they want to pee.
Yeah.
But for women, there's contraptions to use.
That's what I was wondering. What are they?
Have you ever seen them?
No.
Here, I'll show you.
Okay.
But I was at a...
Anyhow, we got to talking to Erica about trucking, and it turns out that it's not uncommon for incarcerated people, men and women, to get into trucking when they get out.
Right. I knew guys inside who spent a lot of time reading books on trucking.
Oh, really?
They were getting ready for those tests when they got out.
Okay.
And since I've gotten out, I've met a couple truckers on parole. I mean, after being contained in that one little itty-bitty area for years, you just want to get out there, get on those streets, and hit the road. I mean, even me, I love driving.
I know you love driving.
I love driving.
If I ever have to go somewhere...
Call me.
I know. You're only volunteer.
I mean, when you be on that prison bus shackled and looking in other cars and seeing people free, you just want to be on the road.
Yeah, that
was me. So, I mean, if I wasn't doing this podcast, I might be on the road myself trucking.
Oh, my God.
Indeed. I mean, I'm not letting
you do that.
In any case, we decided to revisit that tape of Erica talking about trucking in honor of a brand spanking new podcast launched by Radiotopia. You know, that network that Ear Hustle is a part of?
Yep. This episode is part of a special Radiotopia-wide project welcoming a new Radiotopia show into the family. It's called Over the Road, and it tells the story of American long-haul truckers, a changing industry, and a culture of daily life on the road.
I've driven a truck for almost 40 years now. With some help from the good folks at Radiotopia and Overdrive magazine, I'm going to take you along for a ride.
And 4, go ahead.
That's the host of Over the Road, Paul Marhoefer. He's been driving for something like 40 years.
I actually talked to Paul a while back, just when he was getting going on developing this show.
Mm-hmm.
We chopped it up about podcasting, which was an honor. Made me feel like a vet.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul, he was very passionate and knowledgeable about his trucking.
We're going deep into the world of trucking.
We're a family.
You gotta live it, love it, breathe it, bleed it.
To hear stories of the past.
You need to step away from the truck.
With the shoestrings on the steering wheel.
Oh, no.
And of how that world is changing today.
It's the freedom of it, and that's kind of being taken away.
I'm Long Haul Paul, and this is Over the Road. First episode rolls out February 20th, wherever you find your podcasts.
I am really excited about this show.
Me too.
And to celebrate it, Ear Hustle and all the other Radiotopia shows are producing episodes on a trucking-related theme, the long haul. And this is ours.
You know what, Nige?
What?
Over the Road kind of reminds me of Ear Hustle.
Wait, but how's that?
Everyone knew about prisons,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know what life was really like.
Oh, that's true. And we all see those trucks on the highway.
Right.
But God knows what that daily life entails.
Indeed. Wait a minute. Has Erica found that thingamajig yet?
Oh, man. I can't can't find it. I'm sorry. But it's a little thing. It's like you cup your coochie and then it has a little spout and then you can pee through it. But if you have to pee really bad, the pressure will just go all over the place. And so I actually don't even use it. It's for when you have a really low stream and you want to just take your time and slowly pee.
But can you use it while you're driving or you have to pull over?
You'd have to pull over.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there you would just get pee all over your seat.
Yeah.
But no, I never have a problem.
All right, enough of that. Erica told us she's been driving for about 3 years, and she drives what's called a day cab, so there's no sleeping compartment. And she doesn't do long hauls like Paul. And that's not because she's on parole and can't cross state lines.
No, she's not on parole at all. The reason she doesn't do long haul is because she has cats.
And a freaking lot of them.
A lot of them. And she doesn't want to leave them alone for too long.
Right. Erica told us that aside from the fact that it takes her away from her cats, she loves almost everything else about the job. There's the freedom, the fact that driving a truck takes all of her energy and focus. She likes that there's a lot of multitasking, although sometimes she says she sees people doing questionable types of multitasking.
I saw one guy looking through the pages of a Playboy magazine once. That was weird. I was going to take a picture of him, but when he saw that I was looking at him, I had to pretend like I wasn't.
Like while he was driving?
Yeah. His dome light was on, and he was traveling right next to me, and he was just flipping through pictures of naked girls, and I'm like, wow.
There is one thing she really does not like about the job.
It's not the job exactly. It's some of the other truckers. You know, male truckers.
What I don't like that's very insulting is when other truck drivers see me coming out of the cab and they ask me if I'm driving an automatic. Why would it be an automatic? Why do you think I can't shift? Think I can't float my gears? You know? That's weird. Mm-hmm.
And as you might have guessed, Erica doesn't look like a stereotypical truck driver.
What does that look like, Nigel?
I know. I realize I'm backing myself into a corner. And you know what? I am definitely someone who needs to listen to Over the Road because it is actually going to inform me.
Why does it sound like you moonwalking?
I am definitely. So what I'm going to say is that to my present mind, she doesn't look like a stereotypical truck driver. She's super fit, she's pretty, and she pays a lot of attention to her looks.
But Erica, she's a beast.
Oh, she's tough.
She's not to be fucked with. Mm-mm. She spent 20 years in the pen. And actually, back before she got in trouble with the law, she wanted to be the law.
That's right. She wanted to be a cop.
Woo-woo.
A constable on patrol. And now, while she's out driving, it's like she's part of the highway patrol.
I'm on the phone to the cops all the time. I see crazy shit.
What do you mean you're on the phone to the cops all the time?
There's crazy stuff going on the freeway all the time.
Like what?
Like, I'll be driving and then, oh, there's a ladder. And I call the cops and I'm like, I am number 2 lane, northbound 880. There's a ladder and I don't know who dropped it. And then a few minutes later, I'll call back and they'll be like, didn't you just call me? I said, yeah, but there's a mattress on the freeway now.
I didn't know that people called. That's how
I
they
call
find out about stuff?
All day long.
What number do you call? It's just like a...
Just 911 or the regular CHP number.
CHP is the acronym for California Highway Patrol.
I didn't know that's how they got
information. If I call 911 and it doesn't connect me to CHP, then the operator just connects me to the CHP.
Wow.
I've only stopped one time, but that's because there was somebody in the fast lane trying to make people stop. And they were waving their arms, and they were standing in the fast lane. They had gotten into an accident, and their car was up against the side wall medium. I called 911, and I rolled the window down, and I started screaming at the person, get in your car! Get in your car now! Get off the freeway! And then the person who was waving heard it was my voice, and she was a teenager. And she had been drinking, and her face was split open. And she was trying to get people in the freeway to stop in the fast lane. And so I'm looking at this girl like, bitch, you're about to die.
She didn't die because Erica was there on the phone with a CHP.
Erica told us she sees a lot of scary shit out there while she's driving around. And she also had a few close calls of her own. One day she was getting off the freeway and her brakes failed.
I felt like I just had to do what the hell I had to do to keep from killing anybody.
What did you do?
I was coming downhill on Airport Boulevard in Stockton, and I lost my brakes all the way to the floor. There was just absolutely nothing. I couldn't change gears because my RPMs were just so high. My gear shift was just locked, and I was just driving right into the intersection, and my light turned red, and their light turned green, and nobody could see that I was having a problem, and the cars started going, and the car right in front of me, it was just enough to where I made a left and I whipped around him, made like a C, like a shh, and then I jackknifed to a stop and I destroyed a trailer because I was carrying doubles and there were tomatoes, and I completely demolished the light signal box, but I couldn't stop.
That was Erica Solano talking to us last season. And as I mentioned earlier, this preseason episode is part of a Radiotopia-wide welcome to a brand new show, Over the Road, which is made in partnership with Overdrive Magazine. Ooh, I got to get a subscription to that.
Indeed. Over the Road explores the daily life and changing culture of trucking in America. Host Paul Marhoefer,
also known as Long Haul Paul,
has driven trucks for nearly 40 years and brings you along for the ride. You can find his show, Over the Road, wherever you get your podcast.
And don't forget, Season 5 of Ear Hustle begins March 4th. You'll hear more about that soon. I'm Nigel Poor.
I'm Long Haul Paul.
And I'm Earlonne Woods, 10 folk good looking.
Radiotopia.